Well, how do you draw an X? The internet is apparently confused. X marks the spot, etc., etc. But there was something we posted on the WWIB Radio Facebook page late last night. Y'all were up late. about how you draw an X. Now, this is from the Today Show. And so they're saying, hey, the internet is confused. You know, do you start at the top and go down? Do you go, you know, left to right, then from the bottom up? There's many different options. I found this to be an interesting exercise with the fact that the link only shows six options and there are actually eight, but a number of people were outraged and were commenting that we didn't have enough options, when if you actually clicked on the article, you would see that there were more. So maybe that's just how we utilize Facebook these days. We don't read, we just comment.
I haven't read the article yet, but I mean, I think what it is, it'd be interesting to see if we do it the same or different. But I, early on, as I think about it, I'm like, how do I do an X? And I'm like, and you kind of feel like, well, this is the right way.
The
I think you kind of naturally feel like the way you do it is the right way, don't you?
Well, isn't that the way everything is, though? Is
maybe.
Like,
yes.
Everything that you do.
I haven't contemplated. Maybe, yeah. So I start in the upper left-hand corner and go down to the right side.
Yep.
And then I go the upper right-hand down to the lower left.
That's
how
I do it as
well. For me, I think
it
depends on if I'm, like, writing quickly in a sentence or if I'm, like, just drawing an X on a piece of paper.
How do you do it otherwise?
I don't know. I think...
See, now you have to write it out, too, right?
I think that if I'm writing, I start upper left, go down, and then upper right, go down.
Okay.
Because that's the movement of my... But if I'm just, like, you know, putting an X next to something on, like, a checklist, it's right side down to left, left side down
Interesting.
To...
Interesting. Huh.
Well, I am interesting.
And
like
I'm curious,
that.
Too, if you're a lefty, my wife is a lefty, do you write it differently?
Yeah,
I
right.
think you write everything differently
if
you're a lefty.
Well, I mean, and again, it's, you know, there's a little bit more of like the wrist curl and stuff, you know. So my wife
more
has even said sometimes she'll have me write things because she says your handwriting is actually a little neater.
Yeah.
So it.
I have horrible handwriting.
Okay. My wife has never said that.
Oh.
My wife has never said your handwriting is neater.
Dean's handwriting.
Although I've seen your signature.
Definitely.
Your signature
Oh, well,
is...
yeah. No, my signature is different.
That's
my
different.
Print. My print is okay.
Yeah.
My print
no.
is okay.
You could be a doctor, I think.
Yeah, probably. So anyway, comment on the WIB Radio Facebook page. And again, hashtag just for fun. It's just for fun. So
hey, my
don't
wife's
need to get
a
up
lefty,
in arms.
Too, by the way.
Is
oh,
she?
Yeah. Huh.
Oh.
Any lefties in your family, Hillary?
No, we're all right-handed.
Okay. The dominance.
Caleb and I are brothers. We wore similar colored shirts last week. And we make our exes the same. And we both married Southpaws. So.
Wow, there we go.
I have nothing in common with you two.
That's what makes this show
yes.
go.
We need diversity and variety.
I guess so.
Well, you know, there's a spring election coming up April 2nd. Mm-hmm. And among the things on the ballot, this is kind of interesting, way up north in Hurley, I believe that's in Iron County, did a Hurley baseball game once.
Huh.
And Hurley, it's the nickname is the Midgets.
Really?
Okay? Yeah. And so one of the ballot questions is going to deal with the mascot. For more than 80 years, they've been the Hurley Midgets. They've been playing sports. But in this era, that mascot symbol considered offensive by some, so people will be deciding on it.
So,
very interesting.
And we were curious because we were going around the horn here. So, Hillary, your mascot in Rhinelander was?
The Hodag, of course.
Which is a super fearsome mascot.
A Hodag is comfortable down to 100 below zero.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
That's super cool. And probably can they breathe fire?
They kind of billow some smoke. They don't really breathe fire. They're
okay.
not a dragon.
Okay. Different mythological
but they
creature.
White bulldogs.
So I'm from Rice Lake, and of course they were the Warriors, but I was homeschooled K through 12, so we didn't necessarily have one. So I suppose I could just glom onto whatever mascot I prefer. But we're curious, because our friend James Allen the other day, when we were talking about mascots, was saying, oh yeah, my college was the Okra. So what was your mascot? Hit us up on Facebook, the WIB Wake Up Show, or 715-396-1670.
I think I graduated from high school so long ago, he's kind of discounting me. But the Wauwatosa East Red Raiders.
Oh, the Red
class
Raiders.
Class of 82,
so
yeah.
were you like a pirate-looking thing then?
Not really, no.
What was your mascot? What did your mascot look like?
It's probably, you know what, that in that sense, I'm not really remembering specifically.
Sorry, but you had the spot.
Kind of a Trojan type thing.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, except that was the crosstown rival. They were the Trojans, but it was kind of the Raider counterpart.
I gotcha. I mean, the Altoona's the Railroaders, so that's pretty fierce.
Well, it's cool
too.
When they run out Altoona, when they run out of the football field, because we've done on our sister station Wogo, done some Altoona football games, and they, you know, they play the big train horn sound.
That's
so
right.
That's cool.
Right, they do.
What is yours? 715-396-1670. Of course, we've got Chi High, we've got the Cardinals, we've got the Old Abes for Eau Claire Memorial, but they actually have the Eagle mascot. You're an Eau Claire North family now, Mark?
Yeah, and we're the Huskies. And I'm from Milwaukee, though, and so they've seen the nickname change, and we've seen that at various schools like Menominee. So Marquette went from the Warriors to the Golden Eagles.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Menominee went to the Mustangs.
Yeah.
We have a good friend named Tom Hurley. He lives in Missouri, and that's where he's from originally, and his high school mascot was the Kewpie Dolls.
The Kewpie Dolls.
Really?
Kewpie Dolls. Yes, the Kewpies. Yeah, he was like the mascot. He wore the giant Kewpie doll head.
Huh.
I'm not even
I've never
kidding.
Heard of that.
I know, right? Like, and how, I don't know that Kewpie dolls are that fierce.
Broadening this to college, I always, you know, people, you know, the Eau Claire, it's like, people, what is a blue gold exactly?
What is a blue gold?
Well, what is a hodag?
A hodag is a fierce animal.
One of my
that
favorites
will
is
take you down.
She's got the answer.
I always love
the University of California.
I'm like, I was just homeschooled. We just get along with everybody.
The University, yeah, right.
Pacifist.
The University of California, Irvine. I always loved the anteaters because who else has that?
Seriously,
right?
is that like an aardvark?
What about the banana slugs? There's that Southern California University, and the banana slugs is actually their name.
Oh, they'll destroy your crop.
What was your high school nickname? 396-1670.
Ever get home from vacation or even going out to church or what have you, and you come home and it's like, wow, my house kind of stinks.
It's stale.
And then you wonder if, like, every guest who comes in, it's like, do they smell that too? My nose is
blind. Real estate agents tell you that every house does have a kind of a scent or odor to it.
So. Yeah,
you get used to yours.
You do.
Right?
You just don't smell. Like, and I can still smell my grandma's house. You know, I love my grandma's
And there's good
house.
Smells too.
Yes.
And sometimes it's not that there's a nasty odor to your house. It's just, I want it to smell this way.
Yes.
You know, fresh cinnamon or lilacs
or ferrets.
Linen. That too.
Ferrets.
Reminds him of Liberia.
My current house, actually.
Have you ever wished that you could fill your home with the aromatic smell of gravy from Kentucky Fried Chicken? Because now you can.
Huh.
Well, they had that crackling fried chicken log a while ago.
Yep.
They've also had a chicken-scented candle. They've had a bath bomb that smelled like chicken. Well, now they have a gravy candle.
A bath bomb that smells like chicken.
Usually you would take a bath or a shower to try to get the odor of gravy
right.
and
yes.
fast food
yes.
off you.
Gravy-scented candles.
Gravy-scented candle. KFC has launched this. I feel like KFC is just playing all of us in radio because
I
know they'll talk about this. If we,
right.
Sure.
There are 230 limited edition KFC gravy candles up for grabs, first come, first serve basis. There's an actual website for this. So just Google it. You can find it if you really want to snag one and
I love
give one
mashed
to someone
potatoes.
On your list.
We have a lot of big mashed potato fans in the Halverson house.
Yes.
I love gravy. I don't know if I needed it burning for hours on
like
end.
Gravy. Yeah, no. My husband loves candles, but he loves those dollar store candles, like the emergency candles, long cylinder. Do you know how many of those things? We've got, I'm not kidding, on our TV, it's like surrounded. It looks like some weird altar. He's got like 5 or 6 of them. He loves them.
A shrine of dollar store candles.
We do. And when they come out with like a new, like right now, in Chicago, we have to go to dollar stores all over because they have different candles like this. So in Chicago, we went down there and they had green ones and gold ones. So even though the Packers didn't make the Super Bowl, we've got green and gold emergency candles.
Adding to the soothing nature of the KFC gravy candle, they've also launched a site called the KFC Chill Experience where you can play the sounds of frying chicken or the soothing sound of gravy in a pot or falling fries.
I thought you were going to say that a coleslaw candle. Wow.
Well, maybe that's coming next.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I want none of these things.
They call it staggeringly nose-stimulating. Not what I would use in terms of adjectives, but you do you, KFC.
Hey, they're good at marketing.
And we'll continue to give you free promotion.
BK and KFC kind of lead the way in terms of fast food references on this show.
I guess so. That and Oreos are our snacks of choice, I'm just saying.
So today is a pretty historic day. It's 46 years ago today the Supreme Court handed down probably the most controversial decision of my lifetime. It's been likened to the Dred Scott decision from the 19th century. And this one, though, the Roe versus Wade decision, 7-2, legalizing abortion through all 9 months of a woman's pregnancy. And Harry Blackmun of Minnesota actually wrote that majority opinion.
So. Through all 9 months of pregnancy. Mm-hmm. That's so tragic to me.
We just had Sanctity of Human Life Sunday just this past Sunday, and I posted, and there are a few of you here who interacted with this. It's on the main WWIB Radio Facebook page, but also shared on our WIB Wake Up Show page. But, I mean, it takes 4 minutes. But watch everyone from Dr. Sam Storms to John Piper to David Platt, these ministry leaders saying the church, the church has been far too silent, as 58 million babies have died since the Roe versus Wade decision. And he's saying, as evangelicals, and we're not talking about specific denominations, we're saying as followers of Jesus Christ, why have we been so silent for years and years? And it's not to guilt us, it's to spur us on to action. I would just encourage you in the strongest terms to just please take 4 minutes out of your day and watch that video.
These are babies. This is life. These are human beings. They are real. They feel.
And I firmly believe that we are echoing who God is when we defend the defenseless, when we speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, when he says that he's a defender of widows, that he's a father to the fatherless. This is who God is when he is the strong defender. And I believe we are modeling his character when we are speaking out for those who have no way of protecting themselves.
I always think of Psalm 139, verses 13 to 16, about how each and every person fearfully and wonderfully made. Mm. And I know the four greatest miracles I've witnessed in my life were the birth of our four children. I mean, there's nothing like it. Hillary, you're the only one in the room who's given birth, and you know.
Well, I mean, I had C-sections, but
that's
counts.
All about. No,
it counts.
You've given birth. So
yes.
Anyhow, I mean, it is. And again, I always love the Pregnancy Care Center movement. We've got an ad running now for an event coming up that Melinda Gardner, the longest-serving Pregnancy Care Center director in the country, and she continues to serve at Apple. And I love the acronym for Apple, Aiding Problem Pregnancies with Love and Encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the heart of the Pregnancy Care Center movement, to me, is where Jesus is on this. So it kind of sets us up for a song that I've enjoyed playing over the years to commemorate how sacred life is.
This is Wes King. Going back a little ways, but such an amazing message. It's called Life is Precious, and it truly is.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.